architect Jerry Pato implores us to come up with a fresh and unique design for Public Square.
You know, we got four quadrants that are all different, and they're hardly used. And yet here's this large piece of real estate that has the same path going through it as when the city first started around Public Square in about a two-block area a long, long time ago. We really kind of have the same pattern, and you wonder if when the log cabins, the one- and two-story frame buildings were there, are we dealing with the same requirements now? And I often thought, and I don't even know if it's practical or feasible, but I've often thought, just for exercise my mind a bit, that most of the buses and all go around the outside of the square. What happens if you really terminated the two lanes and rerouted some of that traffic? If you had all that real estate to deal with, what would you do with it? You know, instead of a defensive thing, which is how we've been dealing with Public Square, is we put a little cosmetics on it and it looks great in the daylight. But the fact of the matter is, you know, how does it really work and how could it really work? You know, if that land were maybe all captured together, what would you do with it? If it were a student project and you had a piece of paper and you had all the other infrastructure in place and you had this big square blank on the piece of paper, how would you fill it? You know, what would you do to it? You know, as an offensive way of looking at it. You know, what would be the best solution for this piece of, probably the most valuable piece of real estate, I would think, in Cleveland? What would you do? You know, how would you approach the problem? And it's, you know, it's, I think, kind of the fresh look at things that we really need to start looking at, because I think whatever the vision is here, it should be, I think, unique. It should be Cleveland's solution. It shouldn't be emulating Pittsburgh, because what worked in Pittsburgh may not work in Cleveland.